producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm joined right now by Avi Gilbert of ElliottWaveTrader.net. Avi is very quickly becoming one of our favorite guests. We get a number of comments on our blog on a daily basis asking when Avi will be back on. So, Avi, thanks for taking time and joining us for this weekend show.
It's my absolute pleasure, and I'm actually very, very flattered, but thank you very much.
Well, we really appreciate it, as I said, and now let's get into it. There have been some pretty interesting developments throughout this week in, let's start off with the conventional markets. We saw the S&P break through a short-term resistance point that was set on about September 17th. What does this tell to you, or is this showing you some sort of an upward trend?
This has played out almost perfectly the way we've been structuring this since early September. What I was looking for from, you know, when we went up to the 2000 region on Fed Day in September, it spiked a little bit higher than I had initially wanted to see, but the market turned down back down to quote unquote retest the lows. It came down almost the low. I didn't want to see it come quite down. It came down about 15 points lower than I ideally wanted to see it. But from that level, we were clearly looking for the market to rally up into our next term time frame, which is today, actually. We had a target of 2000 to 2030 for the market to strike today. And today, we hit it perfectly. 2020 has been the high so far for the SPX. We can push a little bit higher to that 2030. It's not necessary. We may even get it today. I'm not sure. But it really isn't necessary right now. But at this point in time, the next 2 weeks are going to be a major, major test for the bulls. My next upside target in the SPX from the long term is 2350 and higher. So 2350 up to as high as 2500 and change. That's my next long-term targets beyond the high we've struck in May. But the market could now be set up to do something what normally people would look to as a market crash, and that is taking us down fast and hard below the August and low we just struck. So the next week to 2 weeks, how the market sets up is either going to take us down to potentially a 17 handle, and it could be a low 17 handle before we start that rally up to the 2300 region, or the market may be able to hold the support, and if depending on how we decline, we may be going to that 2300 sooner rather than later. I prefer the bigger shakeout first into November, and then rally up to 2300 plus.
So it sounds like you think that we could see quite a pickup in volatility here, especially if we get that move to the downside.
Yes, I do. As long as we stay below 2046 on the SPX right now, yes.
And what is your time frame on that? We need to stay below it into next week?
Ideally, we're hitting our top today or Monday, ideally.
Okay, so a lot will be told on Monday.
I believe so.
All right, Avi, interesting comments on that. Let's switch it over a little bit to the gold market. Gold got a pretty good buy on Friday, moved up. Do you think that this is any sort of a trend that we will see, or are you thinking that it might be kind of the same potential downward move as you see in the markets?
Well, it's interesting because several months ago I was telling all my subscribers, I wrote this about this several times on our site as well as on other sites as well, that I'm going to be looking for a potential paradigm shift. And the paradigm shift would occur when all assets start beginning to act in the same manner and in the same direction, all risk assets. Now, up until now, since 2008, the dollar and the equity markets have basically been trending in the same direction. They've been in a long-term rally. I'm seeing the potential now for the dollar to shift with the equities and start trading inversely to the equities. And I'm also looking for the potential for the equities to begin trading alongside of the metals as well as oil. I think we may be seeing that shift. And if we get that big drop into November, where everything drops into November, that's what I'm going to be expecting for the next couple of years.
Next couple of years, as in they will get a buy then, or we're going to see a weakness?
I'll be looking for a large buy on the overall equity markets, metals, miners, and oil. And at the same time, I'll be looking for all of those to trade inversely with the dollar. So going to be watching this very, very carefully. This has been a theory of mine now for probably a good 5-6 months. And I'm starting to see more and more potential for this over the last few weeks.
Well, it has been interesting to watch the dollar trend down exactly over the last 2 weeks, hitting its kind of temporary high there on the 25th of September after that little run up. It has been pretty range bound, the dollar, but there's no doubt that we are entering somewhat of a downtrend here, and it sounds like you're expecting this to continue. Do you think it'll pick up? Do you think we will see some pretty big moves?
Well, here's the thing. The dollar is actually set up to see a very strong rally. As long as we hold over 94.06, we have the potential to see a very, very strong rally on the dollar. I'm not uber bearish on the dollar at any point in time right now. You know, certainly if we do break down, we can get back down to the 91 region or so. But ultimately, I do see higher levels in the dollar going over 100. And I'm probably about 70-80% certain about that. The dollar will be extending over 100 and can go as high as 110 to 120. But what I am seeing is the potential for there being certain periods of time where the dollar starts trading inversely with the market. So if the dollar is about to start a large rally, it may coincide with a big drop in metals, miners, oil, and SPX. I'll know this better over the next week.
So it's pretty interesting. Now it sounds like you're really looking for counter trend moves. We might see some pretty dramatic moves to the downside in risk assets with a move up in the dollar, but it's going to be very short lived in your eyes.
Yes, I'd be looking for, if that occurs, I'd be looking, no matter how this plays out, I think the equities are going to have a strong buy in November. No matter how it plays out, whether the equities have already bottomed or not, I'm looking for a strong buy on the equities probably in November.
You have touched on oil. It sounds like you think oil is just going to move along with the equities, along with gold.
Well, the potential exists, and we've been following this for weeks now, and the setup is clearly there for oil to be topping right here and setting up to drop to lower lows, at least the double bottom, but potentially to lower lows.
And can you give us a potential target on how low it might be?
On the USO, for example, my lower target is around $10, and we're sitting at about $16 right now.
Wow, that is a pretty big drop. People would definitely not be happy to see that. Interesting to see if we will have these moves, though, won't it?
Well, we should know within the next week or two.
All right, Avi. Always enjoy chatting with you. I think these calls kind of go in line with what Gary and Doc are saying, except for you seem to have a much shorter time frame. And, hey, if we start to see this big volatility kick up in the market, and if we do see a big shift change, then, hey, well, I give my hats off to you. You have been very accurate this whole year, so always great chatting with you. Thank you again for sharing time with us, Avi. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218- Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You continue to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting with the president of one of our favorite companies right now. In the interest of full disclosure, you need to understand one thing. We are shareholders of this company. Both Corey and I were fortunate enough to be able to take a position in it. The stock is performing very, very well right now, I have to say. And I think one of the reasons that that's happening is their shareholder communications department is excellent. I would have to say it's probably on an equal par with their technical department, which is also excellent. Kyler, being the president of the company, tell us about what's going on.
Absolutely. And hey, guys, thanks for having me back here. Really appreciate it and really happy to know that you are shareholders and you're happy with your investment so far. Yeah, Equitas, we're out in Labrador. We're 30 kilometers southeast of Voisey's Bay, and we're drilling right now. That's an update from the last time that we spoke, when we were just getting ready to do so. It's been pretty phenomenal so far, and people in the market seem to be taking notice that something's happening out there.
Kyler, touching back on the earlier interview that we had with Rick Rule to kick off the show, we were mentioning companies that have been able to raise some money, and Equitas has actually closed two different private placements in the last, let's say, month, maybe month and a half. How are you guys able to do this in such a tough market?
A lot of it's got to do with the dedication of, like Al said there, our corporate communications team, us getting the story out there. Myself personally, I have been on the road basically since we put this deal together, just informing people and telling them what the milestones were going to hit, and then going back to them and telling them that, hey, we hit our milestones and we exceeded some of them. People, I think that's something that's been lacking in the market a lot over the last little while here, and not even the last little while, even through the last bull market, that everyone just expected that it was a foregone conclusion. Certain things would happen when they actually weren't, and management needs to be held accountable for that. And you know, we've put our capital up, so at the same time, and want to be we want to keep ourselves updated, so we want to keep everyone else updated as well.
I guess the first question I have is, in terms of Equitas Resources, you say Eastern Canada, specifically Labrador, and your end goal is obviously to define a meaningful nickel project, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. And in Labrador is our primary focus. We are looking at a number of other projects in different jurisdictions, but you know, really primarily focused on Eastern Canada. And a few other small opportunities that we'll maybe get into once you bring me back again and we can talk about it publicly.
Well, Kyler, one aspect of stocks, especially junior stocks, that I look at when in these tough markets, when I look to either buy, is the ability to also get out of the stock, the liquidity. And I have to say, Equitas trades almost 2 million shares every day on average. That is impressive, considering how many shares do you have outstanding?
Right now, we've got plus or minus 80 million shares outstanding. Most of those are still in under the 4 month and a day hold, though. That's in place, and 35% of those as well are held by insiders and management. So it's the public float is there for sure, but it's a lot smaller than people think, and it's a lot of traders playing in and out of the stock on a daily basis, which really helps with our liquidity, and it also is people taking positions to place their bets down the road here.
Tell us real quick, if you would, a little bit about your copper sulfide targets on the Garland property. You've got about 9 of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so actually, in that last news release we put out, we have 9. We added an additional 4 onto that for a total of 13. And just kind of, we've eliminated about, I think, 4 or 5 of them at this point in time through geophysics. And these targets are pretty significant targets, world-class EM conductors, and we're actively drilling them right now, and we're excited about what we're seeing, and I think that there's a few more pieces that will come out into the market here over the next month or so, and discuss some of the drill core and some of the and some additional geophysics work that we're near completion on right now.
Now, talking about this drilling that is going on, what is the plan for it? How many meters? What targets are you focusing on? What can you tell us about this?
Absolutely, yeah. So 4,000 meters is the planned meterage for the project this year. We have eliminated the A, B, and a number of other targets. I can't recall off the top of my head, and I do apologize about that, but we're spreading the drilling out pretty evenly just to make sure that we do get a nice test of all the targets. Anything that that the EM survey did, we passed through and onto the drilling stage, we do want to get a hole into it this year. So where we do encounter mineralization, we will be obviously focusing on some additional drilling, but overall it is spread quite evenly at this point.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm looking at your stock chart right now, and I'm looking at the volume, and you are probably the most liquid junior out there right now. You've got a high of 4.5 million shares traded earlier this month. Today, you've already traded 1.5 million shares. There is some tremendous, tremendous interest in your company right now.
Yeah, it's super exciting. Like I said, it's people taking their bets, and it's people playing it. And you know, right now it's a bit of an interesting time. Everyone's kind of, you know, it's well, what are they going to pull out of the ground? I guess is what people are thinking. And you know, people are kind of taking a step back to a time. You know, oh wow, over 20 years ago at this point in time when the first big Voisey Bay discovery happened, and saying, "Oh well, hey, you know what? We didn't get to participate in that, or maybe we participated in it to a small degree. Now we have a second opportunity to be involved in a significant nickel camp, and hopefully the next leg of it here."
Kyler, can you quickly update us on what kind of money you have? We did mention that you have just closed two different private placements. What money is in the bank, and how long do you expect that to fund you?
Absolutely, yeah. So right now in the till, we've got about $3 million in change, and that will fund this drill program completely. And by the end of it, we still should have somewhere around $1.5 million plus or minus dollars in the till. For the treasury and to move on to the next phase of the company.
Tell us real quickly, if you would, because we only have about a minute left here. Tell us a little bit about Alan King and what he brings to your team.
Well, Alan King, you know, his specialty is using VTEM and EM technology to find nickel sulfide, nickel copper sulfide targets. And he is on every evening as the geophysics comes in from the field, he's active in interpreting and dealing with the data, so we know where to target our next drilling. And the guy's been absolutely phenomenal. He's an incredibly smart human being, and the dynamic between him and Everett is fantastic, from them having so much history together, working together in the past.
Very positive. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Equitas Resources, EQT, on the TSX Venture Exchange. Remember, this is not investment advice, and Corey and I do own stock in this company. Any questions, let us know through the blog, and we'll be happy to answer them. Kyler, thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with Glenn Downs. The next two segments are pretty much going to be of a political bent. We're going to have Jeff Deist in segment 8 and right now chatting with Glenn. Glenn made some very interesting comments about the political situation, the political scene, for lack of better terms, when we were chatting off mic. And he said, you know, the one thing that people really, based on his knowledge, which is bar none, I think some of the best out there, he said, you know, we are so far away from the election right now, and things could literally change on a dime in a very, very dramatic sense. Do you want to elaborate on that for us, Glenn?
Well, sure, Big Al. Thank you, Corey, also. You know, as we were discussing, you know, here we have this week where Kevin McCarthy from California, the House Majority Leader, was the presumptive nominee for the Republicans to be the new speaker and then would be presumptively then elected on the House floor after a fight with conservatives at the end of the month. And so here this guy was on the verge of being Speaker of the House. And in a two-hour period, he found himself withdrawing from the speaker's race. And now there are people who are seriously questioning, given the damage that's been done to him, whether he can effectively work as the majority leader, which is the current role that he's in. So there is some real speculation that he may have to give up the majority leader spot. And then people saying, hey, if he's not majority leader, would he even want to be in Congress? So here you go. in the matter of a couple of days, you go from being the presumptive speaker to maybe being somebody that could presumably even leave the House of Representatives. That's how volatile the political situation is today. You know, we've talked about Donald Trump many times on your show and how he was supposed to be a flash in the pan, and now he's hanging in there, and now people are worried, well, at least the Republican establishment very worried about his ability to polarize people potentially down the line. So he went from being a kind of a, what they're trying to characterize as being a carnival sideshow, to being like, this is the major, major factor that's impacting. We've had people like Rick Perry have to drop out of the race because the oxygen was sucked out of the room. And this is just something nobody really that was a intelligent, quote-unquote, prognosticator would have anticipated before this political season began. And we're beginning to see also, obviously, more and more things in the economy and the markets and the geopolitical system fraying at the edges. And there are going to be political implications to that. So there are things that may well happen that we don't really know yet, and they are unknowable, but we do know, what we know is that the unknowable is probably more likely to happen in this political cycle than it's been in political cycles in our memory.
So, Glenn, do you think with kind of the shakeups that have been happening, the turmoil that is going on in the political system, do you think this is good for the overall system and the country moving forward?
Well, I think a shakeup's a great idea, but the problem is that the political establishment writ large, whether it's the Democrat, Republican, the captured kind of corporate media establishment that are great defenders of the status quo, and then there are corporate interests and big labor interests that have got money, time, their fortunes hanging on the fortunes of these people that they've affix themselves to in the establishment. All those people, those forces are working very, very hard to not accept change. They want to stop it, thwart it, marginalize it, do whatever they can. And so when change does happen, if you don't let change evolve, then you tend to have a revolutionary change. And in those things, boy, a lot of babies can get thrown out with the bathwater.
Yeah, I would imagine. You know, what I find to be really interesting about the current, I guess I'll use the word election, although it's not even close to being an election yet, although the way the media is handling it, it very definitely is an election right now. But the comment that I would make is I have never seen such drama, such theater, you know, going into something like this. I mean, you've got people who are saying, you know, Hillary Clinton has been waiting in the wings for so long. She is probably going to be the next president. You have people saying, hooray for Donald Trump. He's telling it like it is. You have other people saying, you know, hooray for Ben Carson, etc. You got some pretty colorful people in there. And the comment that I would have to make is, man, if I were a betting person at this point in time, I would not know who to bet on. I know who I would support, but I don't know who to bet on. How about you?
Well, if I knew that, I'd be betting.
There you go. Okay.
But you know, there's no question on the Republican side that in the fullness of time, as the field begins to get weeded out, you'll find mainstream candidates who just don't have the funds to continue to prosecute a race. And then they can't get the earned media the way, say, a Donald Trump's been able to do it. And they'll have to drop out of the race. And as the field narrows down, you will find all of those establishment forces that we just were discussing will galvanize behind whoever the strongest establishment candidate standing is, whether it's John Kasich or whether it's Jeb Bush or a Marco Rubio against a Trump or a Carson or maybe even a Fiorina, and you'll find all the forces that they can bring to bear will be brought to bear against the anti-establishment candidate, because there's an awful lot at stake for those who are trying to preserve the status quo.
I personally believe that preserving the status quo, I don't think it's going to happen. I think that is an impossibility at this point in time.
Well, I agree, Big Al, but the question is will the status quo be voluntarily transformed into something newer, fresher, that's more viable, or will it be, will it collapse under its own weight, and in a more catastrophic kind of way? History to me suggests that the highest likelihood is of crisis. And I hope we can transform the system in a peaceful and way that works for the great majority of all those concerned. But history suggests that some of these changes can come in fits and spasms, and sometimes not very pleasantly.
Glenn, do you think any of these candidates do have a good chance of changing what has just become the status quo?
Well, outside of, say, a Donald Trump, I think that there are some who clearly, I think, do see the world differently than the way the Republican side establishment thinks that he's the world there in Washington. Rand Paul, to an extent, Ted Cruz comes to mind, that they might really do something. But there are others that are trying to use this rhetoric of change. But really, I think if you put a John Kasich in, for example, or Jeb Bush in as president, I think left to their own devices, you could go back 8 years later and Washington and the established order of government would kind of look pretty much the way it does right now. Yeah, I personally think the system will collapse under its own weight before then, if we just try to preserve it as it is. But left to their own devices, I don't think that those guys are interested in radically transforming much of anything. You have to remember, for example, Jeb Bush's brother doubled the size of the Department of Education, created the new cabinet department, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So these are not, they talk conservative, they talk whatever, but the actions, in the Bible it says, by their fruit ye shall know them. If you look at their fruits, these are big government Republicans.
Yep, they are big government Republicans, no question about that. A friend of mine made a comment at a dinner that we were hosting a number of years ago. He said, really the only difference between a Republican and a Democrat is that one of them taxes and borrows, and the other one taxes and spends, for lack of better terms. I think that is a very, very apt description, personally. Is the system going to collapse under its own weight? I think there's a possibility at this point. Glenn, always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back chatting a little bit more along these lines with Jeff Dice.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with one of our favorite guests, one of the nicest, most intelligent guys in the world you'd ever want to be around, and that is Jeff Deist, the president of the Mises Institute down in Auburn, Alabama. We're going to chat a little bit about politics right now. You know, I've got to tell you guys out there, I was watching Bill O'Reilly last night for the first time in about, I probably haven't watched this guy for 6 months. And I admire his intellect, I have to say, but I have to say, I probably won't watch his show anymore simply because I walked away from the show last night as angry as I have ever been. Almost in my life, but let's just say in a long time. Jeff, they were talking politics. They were talking about Ben Carson. They were talking about, obviously, Donald Trump, obviously talking about Carly Fiorina, et cetera. And they did a pretty good job crucifying the Democrats in terms of Hillary and in terms of Bernie Sanders and, to an extent, in terms of Joe Biden. I have to tell you, politics should not have evolved into what it's evolved into right now. Any comment on that?
Well, you know, when you're talking about these candidates, it's important to remember that this is tribal, right? We vote or don't vote for candidates based on really sort of visceral, gut-level, emotive reasons. We don't vote for them because of their policies or what they stand for. And frankly, there's virtually no president in the history of U.S. presidents has enacted even a fraction of the policies that they blather about when they're on the campaign trail. So when someone says, well, I like this candidate because he's for X, that's really pretty meaningless. We vote for tribal reasons. A lot of women are going to vote for Hillary for tribal reasons. So when you get over to the conservatives, you know, you get a guy like Ben Carson, and he's really an odd duck because most surgeons, especially neurosurgeons, are these type A alpha types. They always look like they have some place to be. They kind of act more like Trump, frankly, and he's this kind of mousy, soft-spoken guy. He's not very good on his feet, if you notice. He tends to put his foot in his mouth on a pretty regular basis. And this latest thing he said about how he wouldn't just sit there, but he'd get up and try to attack the gunman in this terrible shooting that occurred a couple days ago. You know, that's a little bit tone-deaf because it makes it sound like he's questioning the bravery of maybe some of the people who were there. It plays into the left's anti-gun narrative that people who are pro concealed carry are all these cowboys who imagine that they're going to spring into action when some sort of crime is taking place. So Carson seems to me a bit tone deaf. He could he could use, frankly, a little more of that ugly American Bill O'Reilly style, to be frank with you. So it's interesting to me to watch and to observe. I don't get emotionally invested in the candidates. So I guess I view it a little more jaundiced eye or a little differently. But look, this is what politics has devolved into. Al, this is what the marketplace tells Fox News it wants. You know, you don't get eyeballs for having Hillary go up there at a debate and just talk about some boring policy prescription. You get eyeballs by having controversial statements among the candidates. So this is the soundbite world we live in, and voters and TV viewers respond to it. So, you know, we got to look in the mirror. And if we don't like this narrative, then we got to blame ourselves, Al.
Well, Jeff, let's look into probably one of the most controversial candidates out there, and that's Donald Trump. He is, I think, one of the loudest mouths at any of these debates that we've been having, and he seems to be pushing some of the buttons and addressing some of the topics that we don't usually hear addressed, or at least in the tone that he's doing it. What's your overall take just on Trump and how he has been running his campaign so far?
Well, I guess first he grabbed the narrative by talking about immigration. And most immigration in America is really forced assimilation, forced migration. It's not market immigration. So, you know, he took that issue away from the milquetoast Republicans and brought it to the forefront. So that was how he got his start. But beyond that, I mean, he has done something that no other candidate could do, which is he made the political consultant class irrelevant, right? All these campaign advisors and all these spin doctors. And, you know, he just shoots from the hip, and he's got a small staff, and he doesn't rely on policy papers and all these campaign staffers who make their living every 4 years off this. So for that, I think he deserves a hell of a lot of credit. And he also deserves a lot of credit for really putting what's probably a fatal shiv into Jeb Bush, you know, calling him low energy. That's the kind of thing that tends to stick in the minds of voters. It was just, you know, with just that turn of a phrase, he did more than a thousand spin doctors could do. He may well be single-handedly responsible for burying Jeb's chances, which is something we should all be grateful for, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think Trump will be the nominee, but I do think there's just too many powers that be that benefit from having a more controlled candidate and a more controlled president ultimately. But the most interesting thing about Trump is no matter what the political experts and talking heads tell you, nobody saw him coming. Nobody in either party imagined that this phenomenon was going to, they were all sitting there going, you know, Jeb was getting ready and Rand Paul was getting ready and Huckabee was getting ready. None of them saw that coming. Anyone who tells you that they did see it coming is lying. So if nothing else, just to pull us away from this sort of boring, pre-planned process, which saddles us every 4 years, is really pretty remarkable. I think, you know, this is way beyond Ross Perot in, I guess, 92.
Two very, very different individuals, two very different personalities, to say the least. But I have to tell you, the only thing that bothers me a little bit about Mr. Trump is the fact that I do admire the man. I agree with everything that you're saying, no question about that. But I think he will do such a phenomenal job of galvanizing the Democrats. And I really do not want to see Mrs. Clinton or Mr. Sanders get elected. In terms of Joe Biden, I'd like to think about that one a little bit. But I certainly adamantly do not want to see either Sanders or Clinton get the nod, because I think they would be very, very bad for our country. Unbelievably bad, Jeff, my opinion.
Yeah, well, I still view Hillary as the front runner. I still think that it, you know, having all this friction occur now, a year out, is much better for her. She's still got a long ways to go, and she still has an awful lot of people in this country. We are obsessed with identity politics in the U.S., and an awful lot of people think that it is a woman's time. And even Joe Biden, if he were to primary her, is going to have to overcome that. So don't underestimate the identity politic angle to this. People think it's just Hillary's due. She deserves it. She's a feminist. She put up with Bill and his philandering. She put up with the right-wing hate smear machine, or at least the way she sees it. She put up with Obama coming out of nowhere in 2008, a guy, junior senator. And she put up with having the black victimology narrative trump the female victimology narrative. I mean, Hillary has done nothing but wait in the wings. And, you know, people who are writing her off right now, I think, underestimate her ability to lash out. You know, we shall see, but I still count her as a real front runner.
From what you know about politics, okay, what do you think about Mrs. Clinton?
You know, she's in a sense, she's better than an ideologue, because an ideologue is a true believer, like a dope, like Obama. Whereas she is just such a grifter. She's so personally, such a personally vile person, that for her it's all just about power and self-interest. And it's easier for us to, as subjects of the king, to understand grifting and self-interest. We get that. We understand when a politician's motivated. But what I don't like is to see the public bamboozled by someone who really is self-interested, but they come across with this guise of ideology. So, you know, in a sense, Hillary is healthy for us because we know what she is.
Jeff, I think you have some very insightful comments on these candidates. And the one thing that really rings true to me is something that you said on the onset of this interview. And that was, it really doesn't matter what policies these guys run on, because very few of them get enacted. And I think that's the biggest problem, is that they can run on all these, well, sometimes fairy tale policies and sometimes what sound like very good policies. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of the time they just don't come to fruition, and then we're stuck with 4 years, even 8 years of somebody who is essentially going back on their word. Now, sometimes it's not their fault that they can't get them through, but a lot of the time you do see them immediately start to backtrack when somebody is in power. But Jeff, always enjoyed chatting with you. I hope everybody really enjoyed this weekend's show. We had a great time putting it together. Please come visit kereport.com for our daily editorials on the markets and politics.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.